This episode of the Good Health Podcast is brought to you by W Wellness, my go-to online store for practitioner-quality supplements. W Wellness is all about quality you can trust. Every product is carefully curated, third-party tested, and made in therapeutic doses. So you know you're getting exactly what your body needs without the fillers or the fluff. To help you get started, I've put together a free nutritionist-recommended supplements guide with my top picks for different health goals, all available from W Wellness. And of course, you can use my code Nicole20. You can download the guide right now for free via the link in the show notes and start building your supplement toolkit with confidence. Now let's jump straight into this week's episode.
Welcome to the Good Health Podcast. I'm your host, Nicole Good, a certified functional medicine practitioner, registered nutritionist, and author. In this podcast, we delve into the world of energy and immune health and wellness with positivity, from optimal health and energy to stress and burnout, right through to immune conditions such as thyroid and autoimmune disease. We deep dive into functional medicine, nutritional medicine, and lifestyle medicine, as well as the personal stories of our amazing guests, from Olympians to famous faces and guest experts from all different parts of the health and wellness world. It's time to stop letting your health hold you back and become the optimal version of you. Don't forget to come and join the conversation on Instagram at good_health, that's G-O-O-D-E, or visit the website nicolegoodhealth.com to find out more.
Welcome back to the Good Health Podcast. Today, we're talking about a subject that's often overlooked until problems arise, and that is joint health. Now, when most people think about joint care, they immediately think of arthritis or sports injuries. But the truth is, joint health is so much bigger than that. It's about how well you can move, stay active, and maintain your independence, not just today, but decades from now. Joints are the foundation of performance and longevity. When they're strong and supported, everything from exercise to everyday activities feels easier. When they're not, your quality of life quickly becomes limited. That's why I want to reframe joint health away from just pain management and towards something much more powerful, a strategy for lifelong mobility and resilience. In this episode, we'll look at the science of how joints age, the role of inflammation and collagen loss, and most importantly, what you can do to protect them now so you can keep moving well into the future. Whether you're a runner, a weightlifter, or simply someone who wants to stay active and mobile as you age, this episode will give you the tools to look after your joints in a way that supports both performance and longevity. Let's jump straight into it. When we talk about longevity, we often focus on heart health, brain health, or even hormone balance. But one of the most overlooked areas of healthy aging is joint health. Joints are the foundation of movement. They're what allow us to walk, bend, lift, and reach. Without healthy joints, even the simplest activities of daily life can become painful or restricted. And with that comes a loss of independence and freedom. As we age, several changes naturally occur in our joints. Cartilage, which is the smooth tissue that cushions the ends of the bones, begins to thin and repair more slowly because it has such a limited blood supply. The production of synovial fluid, which lubricates the joints, also declines. On top of this, we experience a natural decrease in collagen, which is a structural protein that gives our tendons, ligaments, and cartilage their strength and elasticity. On top of this, we experience a natural decrease in collagen, the structural protein that gives our tendons, ligaments, and cartilage their natural strength and elasticity. All of these changes reduce resilience, making joints more vulnerable to wear and tear, stiffness, and inflammation. Inflammation itself plays a central role in joint aging. Even low-grade chronic inflammation from poor diet, stress, or underlying gut imbalances accelerates the breakdown of cartilage and connective tissue. Left unchecked, this process can tip into degenerative joint conditions. But even before that, it leads to the aches, stiffness, or reduced mobility that many people simply accept as part of getting older. But here's the reframe. Performance isn't just for athletes. Performance is about how well your body can do the things that you need and want it to do. Whether that's running a marathon, playing with your children, or hiking into your 70s and beyond, joint health is the limiting factor that determines whether you can keep doing those things. This means joint care isn't just about avoiding pain, it's about protecting your mobility, your strength, and your quality of life for decades to come. When we invest in joint health early, we're not only reducing the risk of arthritis or injury later on, we're actively building a foundation for independence, resilience, and vitality in later years. To understand why joints are so central to both performance and longevity, it helps to look at their basic anatomy. A joint is where two bones meet, and that is cushioned by the cartilage, which is smooth, flexible tissue that absorbs the shock and allows movement without friction. Surrounding the joint is a capsule filled with synovial fluid, which works like natural lubrication, so it's keeping that cartilage nourished and reducing wear. Supporting the structure are the ligaments, which connect bone to bone, and tendons, which connect muscle to bone. Holding all of this together is the collagen, which is the main structural protein in the connective tissue, giving it both strength and flexibility. One of the biggest challenges for joint health is that cartilage has almost no direct blood supply. Instead, it relies on diffusion from the surrounding synovial fluid for nutrients and oxygen. This means cartilage repairs very slowly compared to tissues like muscles or skin. Small micro injuries from sports or repetitive movements or simply daily wear can accumulate over time, and if they aren't supported, they contribute to gradual joint degradation. As we age, several factors accelerate this process. Collagen production naturally declines, typically by about 1% a year, from our mid-20s onwards, and even more rapidly during and after the menopause. With less collagen, the cartilage and ligaments lose some of their elasticity and resilience. At the same time, the amount and quality of synovial fluid decrease, reducing that cushioning and lubrication. Hormonal shifts, particularly declines in estrogen, further increase inflammation and reduce connective tissue integrity, leaving joints more vulnerable to stiffness and injury. This sets up a cycle. Micro injuries trigger inflammation. Inflammation accelerates cartilage breakdown, and reduced resilience makes new injuries more likely. Over time, this cycle leads to joint stiffness, pain, and in some cases, chronic conditions like osteoarthritis. But it doesn't have to be inevitable. The key is recognizing that these processes start long before obvious symptoms appear, and supporting joint health early can interrupt the cycle, protecting mobility and performance well into later life. One of the biggest drivers of joint aging isn't just mechanical wear and tear, it's inflammation. Chronic low-grade inflammation acts like a slow fire in the body, gradually damaging cartilage, increasing pain sensitivity, and slowing the repair process. Even if you haven't had a major injury, ongoing inflammation can quietly accelerate joint breakdown over time. But where does this inflammation come from? As today's episode is all about joint health, I want to take a moment to highlight some of the joint support supplements I trust and use in clinic, all of which you can find at www.w-wellness.co.uk, who are sponsoring this series. When it comes to protecting cartilage and connective tissue, collagen peptides are one of my go-to recommendations. For calming inflammation and supporting recovery, turmeric extracts and high-strength omega-3s have some of the best clinical evidence. For comprehensive care, bone and joint complexes bring together key nutrients like glucosamine, MSN and minerals to maintain strength and resilience. And for local support, especially around sore or stiff joints, warming gels can be a fantastic addition. These categories cover the full spectrum of joint care, from protecting structure to calming inflammation to enhancing recovery. You'll find all of them curated at w-wellness.co.uk. And don't forget, you can use my code Nicole20 for 20% off your order. Now let's get back to the episode. But where does this inflammation come from? Often it's the cumulative effect of diet, gut health, and lifestyle. Diets high in processed foods, sugar, poor quality fats promote inflammatory cytokines. A disrupted gut microbiome can produce endotoxins that leak into the bloodstream, fueling systemic inflammation. Lifestyle factors like chronic stress, lack of sleep, and sedentary behavior all add to the load, creating an internal environment that works against joint repair rather than supporting it. The good news is, just as inflammation can accelerate damage, reducing inflammation can protect and even restore joint performance. This is where anti-inflammatory strategies become essential. Nutritionally, one of the most powerful tools we have is turmeric, specifically its active compound, curcumin. Clinical studies have shown that curcumin can reduce joint pain and stiffness, with results in some trials comparable to non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs, but without the same side effect profile. Another cornerstone is omega-3 fatty acids, found in high-quality fish oil. Omega-3s reduce production of inflammatory molecules like prostaglandins and leukotrienes, helping to shift the body away from a pro-inflammatory state. They also improve the quality of the synovial fluid, making joints feel more mobile and cushioned. So when we're supporting clients with joint issues or those who want to protect their long-term mobility, we need to look at the full picture, removing inflammatory drivers, optimizing diet and gut health, and layering in evidence-based anti-inflammatory support. For systemic inflammation, we often use things like turmeric extracts or high-strength omega-3s to calm the process and support recovery. When it comes to protecting joints over the long term, supplements can play a powerful role alongside diet and lifestyle. They provide the raw materials, anti-inflammatory compounds, and targeted nutrients that joints need to repair, recover, and stay resilient as we age. So let's take a look at a few of these now. To start with, collagen peptides. For cartilage and connective tissue repair, collagen peptides are one of the most exciting tools we have. Collagen is the main structural protein in cartilage, tendons, and ligaments, but natural production declines steadily with age. Clinical studies have shown that supplementing with hydrolyzed collagen peptides can reduce joint pain, improve mobility, and even stimulate cartilage repair. For people who want to stay active, whether that is through sport or just simply maintaining that daily movement through later life, collagen offers a way to strengthen the very tissues that keep the joints cushioned and stable. Next, we have turmeric, or that curcumin. When it comes to inflammation, turmeric, specifically that active compound in it, curcumin, has some of the most compelling evidence. Multiple trials have shown that standardized curcumin extracts can significantly reduce joint pain and stiffness, in some cases with results comparable to those non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs, without those long-term side effects. Curcumin works by modulating inflammatory pathways, reducing the production of cytokines and enzymes that break down the cartilage. For chronic joint pain or recovery from overuse, it's safe, it's effective, and it's a natural anti-inflammatory strategy. Next, we have those omega-3 fatty acids, another one of the cornerstones for joint health, particularly EPA and DHA from marine sources. Omega-3 helps to reduce the activity of pro-inflammatory molecules such as prostaglandins and leukotrienes, which are strongly linked with joint pain and stiffness. They also help maintain the quality of synovial fluid, keeping the joints well lubricated and mobile. For anyone dealing with chronic stiffness or wanting to future-proof their joints, omega-3s really are a non-negotiable. Then we have comprehensive complexes. So sometimes a single supplement isn't enough, and this is where bone and joint complexes come in. Blends that combine things like glucosamine, MSN, hyaluronic acid, and minerals like calcium, zinc, and manganese. Together, these nutrients support cartilage integrity, bone density, and connective tissue strength. For people wanting an all-in-one approach to joint longevity, complexes can provide a solid foundation. And finally, it's not only about what you take internally. Sometimes topical support, such as CBD warming gels, can really help to provide targeted relief to sore or stiff joints. CBD interacts with local cannabinoid receptors to reduce pain and inflammation, while the warming effect increases circulation and helps muscles and tissues to relax. It's particularly useful after training sessions, long days on your feet, or during flare-ups where joints just need that extra care. And joint health isn't just about what we eat or supplement with. It's also about how we move. Movement is essential for keeping joints nourished and resilient because cartilage doesn't have a direct blood supply. Instead, it relies on that flow from the synovial fluid, which is stimulated by movement to deliver the nutrients and remove the waste. Without regular movement, cartilage literally becomes undernourished and weak. So some of the things we can look at, strength training is one of the most powerful tools we have for protecting joints. When muscles are strong, they stabilize the joints they surround, absorbing more of the load and reducing the strain on the cartilage and the ligaments. Resistance training also stimulates bone density, which is particularly important as we age and face that greater risk of things like osteoporosis. Importantly, strength training doesn't have to mean lifting heavy weights in the gym. It can include bodyweight exercises, resistance bands, Pilates, or any form of structured load-bearing activity. Equally important is mobility work, so stretching, yoga, functional movement patterns that keep that full range of motion intact. When joints are stiff, compensations occur and other areas of the body take on excess load, which increases the risk of injury. A balanced approach that combines body strength and mobility ensures that joints are both stable and flexible, the two qualities that they need for that longevity. But movement alone isn't enough. Recovery is just as critical. Overtraining without adequate rest accelerates those micro injuries and inflammation, tipping the balance towards wear and tear rather than repair. It's during rest and sleep that collagen synthesis, tissue repair, and cellular recovery happen. Stress management also plays a role, as high cortisol not only drives inflammation, but also interferes with tissue healing. Supporting circulation through practices like walking, stretching, massage, or even saunas further enhances that nutrient delivery and waste removal, speeding up the recovery. And this is where we see real synergy, when exercise, recovery, and supplementation work together. Strength training builds joint resilience, mobility preserves that range of motion, recovery ensures tissue repair, and supplements like collagen, omega-3s, and curcumin provide the raw materials and anti-inflammatory support to make those processes more effective. It's this integration, not one single strategy, that keeps joints strong, mobile, and ready for decades of active living. So when most people think about joint health, the conversation often starts with something like arthritis or injury. But if we only think about joint in terms of pain, we are missing the bigger picture. Joint care is really about ensuring independence, vitality, and freedom of movement later in life. The truth is, joints are like biological investments. The strength, mobility, and resilience you build in your 30s, 40s, and 50s determine how well you'll be able to move in your 60s, 70s, and beyond. Just like financial planning, proactive care now compounds over time. every bit of collagen you support, every inflammatory trigger you reduce, every strength session you complete, all of it builds a foundation for mobility that lasts. Unfortunately, many people approach joint health reactively, waiting until they're already in pain before seeking help. By that point, cartilage loss or chronic inflammation has often been progressing quietly for years. Functional medicine and the longevity perspective flips that approach. Instead of waiting for problems, it's about proactive care, strengthening joints, reducing inflammation, fueling repair, and supporting connective tissue before symptoms appear. This shift in perspective is powerful. It takes joint health out of the realm of disease management and reframes it as a core part of performance longevity. And that doesn't mean that if you've already got joint pain, that these methods won't still work for you and still benefit you. It's just the earlier that you jump in, the better. Whether your goal is to keep lifting weights, run with your grandchildren, or simply walk into later life without restriction, caring for your joints now is one of the smartest investments you can make for long-term quality of life. So in today's episode, we've reframed joint health as something much bigger than arthritis or injury. Joints are the foundation of movement, independence, and quality of life, and the way we care for them today determines how resilient, strong, and mobile you'll be in the decades ahead. We've explored the science of joints and aging, from the role of cartilage, synovial fluid, and collagen, to the impact of inflammation and hormonal shifts. We looked at how chronic low-grade inflammation accelerates breakdown and why reducing it through diet, lifestyle, and targeted support is so important. We've talked about supplements that truly make a difference: collagen peptides, turmeric extracts, omega-3s, comprehensive bone and joint complexes, and even topical support like warming gels. And we highlighted the synergy between strength training, mobility work, recovery, and supplementation in keeping joints not just pain-free, but high-performing. The key message is this: joint health isn't about waiting for pain. It's about investing in your future mobility and independence. What you do in your 30s, 40s, and 50s shapes the quality of your life that you will enjoy in your 60s, 70s, and 80s. If you'd like to explore the supplements that I've mentioned in today's episode, you'll find all my recommendations in the show notes below from the curated collection at wwellness.co.uk. I'll link my favorites, including the collagen peptides, the turmeric, the omega-3s, the joint complexes, and the warming gels, in the show notes for you. And don't forget, you can use my code NICOLE20 for 20% off your order. Thank you so much for joining me today. Here's to keeping your joints strong, your movement free, and your future active.
I hope you enjoyed today's episode of the Good Health Podcast. Do share the episode with anyone you think it may benefit, and help us to spread the word on all things health and wellness by rating, liking, or subscribing to the podcast. If you want more, you can listen to more episodes on your favorite podcast app, or sign up to my newsletter for my favorite tips, tricks, health advice, brands, recipes, and more at nicolegoodhealth.com/newsletter. Have a lovely week. Don't forget to hit subscribe, and I'll see you on the next episode of the Good Health Podcast.